This is your old Trailblazer broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis, I'm just a poor sinner saved by grace. And you'll forgive me for that, won't you? The Lord forgave me a long time ago of a lot of things that mistakes I made. And he keeps forgiving me every day, washing me clean and whiter than snow. And I praise the Lord for that. But I praise the Lord for my listening audience. Many of you know me. Write me and tell me that you're praying for me. Write me when you need prayer in your family. Someone's terminally ill, you write me for condolences. And we do those things. But if you would, pray for me. Pray for the old Trailblazer. Many times in the 15-minute broadcast, I don't have time to do much. But I want to bring you the gospel. I don't want to spend 15, 14 minutes out of my time begging for money. We don't do those things. But I just want you to remember me in your prayers. And remember, if you like, be glad to put you on our mailing list to get all of our messages, get all our newsletter. And then we send you periodical information from the old Trailblazer broadcast. And then I'd like to hear from you. I often tell you I'd like to come sit down by your side and drink a cup of coffee with you. And I have folks have called me and written me and say, come on up here, Trailblazer, to Morristown, Tennessee. Come on up here to Newport, Rhode Island. Come on out here to Buena Park, California. We'll fix you some coffee and we'll make you a pie. And come on down here to San Benito, Texas, or Arley, Alabama. Come on, Pastor. Come on, Trailblazer. Old Trailblazer's kind of decrepit a little bit. Many of you know I broke both of my legs a couple of years ago, and I'm still walking around on an old stick. And I hurt a lot, but I don't want to get into my troubles. I have a lot to praise the Lord for. I woke up breathing this morning. Yes, sir, I woke up breathing. But we're looking at, and I'm praising the Lord for this study. I never knew it was this much in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I read it many, many times. But I've been here now a couple of months, and we're only down to the 27th verse. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Oh, and then we had come down looking how that he forsook Egypt. And I asked you folks to meditate upon that. Take a break maybe. Take a break from your work. You may be plowing that back 40 out there somewhere up in Iowa with your big old air-conditioning tractor. I've been going down the road up there once and twice and see them big old tractors with an antenna up on the top and the air-conditioning cab. And Mama called on the phone and said, come on to the house and get some dinner, Daddy. Oh, my friend, I wish you would. I wish you would. Think about it. And then think about the old Trailblazer down here. We bring you these messages for one purpose, that the Lord may take something home to your heart. Moses is an example of a child of God. He forsook all. The Bible says over there in Luke 14:33, he that forsaketh not all cannot be my disciple. And I've been praying that the Lord would take these things home to our heart. And only the only riches that you and I have now are the covenants, or the promises of the covenant. That's all we got. That's all you have. And you come to find that the world, everything belongs to God. You know you belong to God. I mentioned in a study or two past, you have a wife and several children, a good home. My friend, the Lord gave them to you. You say, where'd you get them? The Lord gave them to you. That's right. And you know why? He holds you responsible for them, because they're gifts of God. But listen, let's look today. We see the triumph of faith over error. The triumph of faith. First, we see the elevation of the heart. By faith, over all the delights and pleasures of Moses, senses. His honor and wealth and pleasure and everything went with it. His faith elevated him above it. He was brought above it. He was raised up above all of those things, my friend. And in other words, faith conquered. Did you know faith conquers? Faith lifted him up above everything. That's what the old Trailblazer, the Lord has done that for me. Oh, at one time, my friend, I was just like most everybody else. I had great ambitions about being somebody come. I had a gracious business the Lord gave me many years ago, and I retired from there when I was 50 years old. And I had some money and a motorhome and a bunch of plans, and I was going to do a lot of sightseeing and traveling. And the Lord got a hold to me, and the money all went in the church, in the Lord's work, getting out the gospel. The motorhome was sold. That money was put there. And blueprints burned him up in the old fireplace. Just burned him up, my friend. But listen, faith lifted me, my wife, above everything that we had planned. All those plans are gone. Do I begrudge them? Not one moment. Not one moment. You know what I begrudge, my friend? That I failed in my to achieve lots of things that the Lord, that I would have liked to have done for the Lord. I've been praying that the Lord would begin now to raise up somebody to put in here to preach the gospel when I'm gone. I had a man tell me the other day, said, "Oh, Trailblazer, you're going to live another 20 years. Well, that'd make me 100 years old." Well, that's all right. If the Lord keeps me with my right mind, a lot of folks say I don't have my right mind now. That's right. I had a man wrote me an email, and he said, "I'm amazed at how ignorant you are." Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That fellow would tell me that. My friend, I don't tell him that. I don't tell nobody that. And I could have told him. I said, "You don't have to be amazed. I was born and raised on a farm. I was so green the geese followed me around. I had no education, so to speak. And went to the University of Hard Knocks. He probably never been there. No, he probably never hoed a row of corn, never picked a bale of cotton, never done anything, never dug no taters. But listen, I'm ignorant." He says, "I'm ignorant." Amazed. He's amazed at my ignorance. Well, I'm amazed at a lot of folks' things, but I don't tell them about it. We see how faith, by faith, Moses was delivered from the fear of man. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Okay, in our last study, we saw how faith triumphed over terror, how he left the courts, giving up everything. Oh, my friend, he left everything. He just walked out. As I said, he didn't go out with a chariot and a bunch of blazing white horses. No, I think he went out after dark. I did. After his experience down there in the land of Goshen, he fled into the wilderness for 40 years. I don't think he knew what was going to face him, but I think the Lord gave him faith to believe. And just like he did me, when the Lord called me here as a pastor of Radio Mission, I was pretty scared. I was. My knees knocked together a lot, and I trembled a lot, and I lay awake at night a lot. And one morning, reading God's Word, studying, I come across that verse of Scripture over there in Exodus. He said, "Certainly I'll be with you. Certainly I'll be with you." And I took it to heart. I didn't hear a voice. I didn't feel anything. I didn't see no vision or nothing. I just read that verse. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And I believed that verse. In fact, someone made me a plaque of it and got it on my wall in my office. I look at it every day, and certainly I'll be with you. Well, the Lord has been with me all of these years, about, I don't know how long it's been, good little long. I'm not much on dates. But listen, we saw how faith triumphed over terror. I'm sure that Moses felt the terror. He left the courts there. We have to use our imagination a little bit. In the courts of Egypt there, it was all pomp and splendor, and I'm sure that all these years Moses had been sort of glorified and a lot of emphasis put on his life that he was going to be the Pharaoh, and he was all of those things. But listen, down there in the land of Goshen, after he fled there, folks wouldn't have him. He fled there in the wilderness and was there for 40 years. Oh, my friend, 40 years. You know what he was doing? The Lord was teaching him. He fled from the king, and how faith conquered and brought him back over all of that terror. He didn't give in to that terror. No. Now, let me tell you something. Will you just listen? When God begins to deal with a human heart, I know what he comes up against. And I tell this many times, my folks who are honest and sincere, and they call me and say, "Pastor, I want to be saved. Trailblazer, I want to be saved." Oh, but listen, when the Lord begins to put his finger on everything in the world you have, everything in the world that you are, and ask you to surrender, I tell you, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. There comes a fear. How in the world am I going to live? How in the world am I going to feed these five-headed children here? How in the world am I going to get by? What about my job? What about my friend? What about my income? What about my salary? What about my savings? What about this and what about that? And all of this that the Lord has let me accumulate, what about it? When God says give it up, there's a terror that hits the heart. There's a fear that hits there. How am I going to be supported? How am I going to be fed? How am I going to make a living? How am I going to meet the ridicule of my family? Oh, and I know it was with me. Listen, I've listened to many of you talk. Now, only by faith that elevates you above that and gives you the victory over it. That's what happened, my friend. We're going to get into that next verse in our next study, the 27th verse. But let's just meditate there. The Lord says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Did you know the Lord has an elect? We catch much flack from that. The Lord chose a number back there that no man can number. And folks ask me, said, Pastor, how do I know whether I'm one of elect? How do I know that I'm one of God's elect? Well, I'll tell you the best I can. If the Lord has touched your heart, shown you just a little bit of your unworthiness, your sinfulness and all of those, if the Lord has done that, you didn't do it, the Lord did it. If you see yourself lost and hopeless and helpless and undone and unworthy, that's the main thing. If the Lord has done that, if the Lord has taken the word of God home to your heart just a little, giving you a love for the truth. Did you know the Lord puts a love for the truth in your heart when he begins to deal with your heart? He gives you grace. No longer are you critical of the pastor. No longer are you critical of the other folks in the church. You see folks doing things that you know not right. You keep your mouth shut, my friend. That's not your business. Well, I don't want to live like... No, just keep your mouth shut and go on. I tell every awakened sinner, the best thing he can do is keep his mouth shut. You don't run up and down the road hollering, I'm a lost sinner. No, sir. You just ask the Lord, Lord, would you shut my mouth? Come there to see all of those things. We'll get back into it in our next study just a little bit. Where that fear, that terror grips your heart, you can look to the Lord. If you're one of his elect and you say, how do I know? If those things are happening in your heart, you see yourself, you see how that you don't deserve to be saved, then I would guarantee you that you're one of God's elect. You look back to election, my friend. When the Lord saved you, you say, well, my, I was one of God's elect all the time. But you don't go around spouting that off before the Lord saved you. No, because you don't know. You know that you don't deserve it. But we'll get back into that in our next study. But I asked you to write me, let me know if the Lord's dealing with your heart at all. Tell me what's going on in your heart. And then remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And then look us up on our website. You can find a lot of information how to hear the Trailblazer on all hours of the day or night. And those things are available there. If you write me, the Voice of Truth schedule is available there. This is Pastor Pendarvis saying goodbye and God bless you.